FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Fine food needs fine wine, so today I'm chatting to Matt Manning, chef and owner of Grub & Vine and winner of the 2026 Avant Hot Pour Award. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me on.
If anyone knows how to put a wine list together that has length and breadth, it's you. So I want to know, with the silly season around the corner, how should one in their own home start creating and collecting wine so that the festive season doesn't take us by surprise? When a guest arrives, we've got something that goes with every dish.
Well, I think that's a great question. I think it's always important to have some really good wines in your own cellar or in your own wine fridge ready for Christmas time. And I think the selection available in South Africa is, you know, some of the best. And you've got great options that aren't going to break the bank as well. I think to start off with, you've got to have a nice selection and some options available at hand. So things like Cinsault is always a good one for summer, nice and light reds. Pinot Noir from Hemelanada or Elgin. When it comes to white wines, you know, wines like Chenin, Chardonnay, good rosé for a hot summer's day. These are all sort of wines that are always going to work really well with food.
All my favourites. And Matt, I feel that, you know, as South Africans, we tend to do most of our entertaining in the summer outdoors. And one doesn't want to have sort of plonk with your braai. If you're doing a braai, let's say it's meat dominant, what sort of wines would you bring out?
Well, if you're having a braai in summertime, I mean, I like to use obviously some good beef or also venison, some springbok or impala. So wines like a good Cinsault, got Van Loggenberg Cinsault, which is a really great one, which is also really well priced, which is always going to work well with that sort of iron that you get in venison. You kind of want something that's going to have a bit of fruit and good acidity. That's also going to play up against the saltiness of that.
And if you're entertaining with a sit-down dinner, which is something slightly more formal, do you look beyond wine for interesting pairings? Do you ever serve, let's say, beer with one of your courses or brandy? Is there anything else that you like to bring in as a surprise factor?
It's always nice to start with something other than a glass of wine. I think sometimes we forget about the really good sweet wines that we've got, like straw wine. I think a lot of people are trying out sweet wines a bit more now, and those are really great for making like a refreshing cocktail to start your evening, maybe mixing it up with a little tonic or something just to do something a bit interesting.
And Matt, as a talented chef, do you ever find yourself using ingredients that you are putting into your dishes for a meal that you then use in cocktails and other drinks?
That's a good question. I mean, I think I'm a big cocktail guy. If I am going to make a cocktail, probably do an espresso martini at home. I'm an espresso martini fan. But in terms of ingredients that I'm going to use in the food that I could use in a cocktail, like a Bloody Mary for brunch, you know, like some sautéed green beans and some dried black olive in there, you know, some chili from the garden always works really well. Mojito as well is a great one. I've got a nice little herb garden in my garden that I get all my mint from. So yeah.
Matt, you've made me hungry and thirsty now. So. That was a job well done. But thank you for sharing your inspiration with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That was Chef Matt Manning of Grub & Vine, winner of the Avant Hot Pour Award and the 2026 JHP Gourmet Guide. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.